When I was but a young lad, I got my first guitar, a pre-owned Takamine from the Southside Music Store. It was a Christmas present from my folks in Birmingham. It's been with me through thick and thin, through every gig and jam. To that guitar was added a Jasmine one fine day, a gift from Sergeant Bath, our neighbor, when he moved away. He said he thought we'd use it more than he ever would, and I do suppose he's right, and I suppose that's good.
So this is how we came to all the instruments we play, and how they were acquired in a providential way. Yes, some were bought, some were given, some came from afar.
A Brio Takamine
and Sergeant Bath guitar.
The next amazing instrument that we have come to own was a P bass from a pawn shop on Broadway, Denver town. I plugged it in to test it out, and it could not get a sound. So the salesman cut the price in half, and a fix at home was found. The bass amp was a broken Gorilla practice box from an MK chap on Lookout Mountain who wore paisley socks. He said that I could have it if I could make it work. I fixed it with a power switch from my electronic stock.
So this is how we came to all the instruments we play, and how they were acquired in a providential way. Some were bought, some were given, some came from afar.
A Brio Takamine,
a P-Bass from a pawn shop, and Sergeant Bass guitar.
One day we heard a bluegrass band, a songwriter Christ away. Afterwards we asked the lead how he got his voice to play. So Mr. Woking brought us home and played the violin. He showed us how to fiddle play and how to pick and grin.
Another time I volunteered in the General Assembly. Across the hall, my old prom, Miss McCowan, hailed me. She said,
"Do you use a cello and a bird in Tennessee?"
Ah, yes, I. So we stayed and played a drink or two or three. So
this is how we came to own the instruments we play, and how they were acquired in a providential way.
Yes,
some were bought, some were given, and some came by and by.
Oh, we don't talk of me. Square, Uganda. I bartered for the drum. 200 shillings, said the clerk. 100 is my sum. Press she gave the dom back at that price, although the airplane's luggage space almost did not suffice.
Coming up a birthday for our woodman player guy, his mama told him she would buy a sword of some back pipes. He bought himself a playboy and left his mother choice.
dulcimer.
And the French violin that I bought.
And then there's the bass recorder that Dr. Zeller gave us.
And the djembe I bought in Yemen.
Mm-hmm. Or the flutes from India and China. Mm-hmm.
And how could you forget the oud? Oh,
hey, yeah, or the ukulele.
Or the didgeridoo.
Or what about my double bass I literally got this morning?
How about this?
No, Dad, don't touch.